نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے احسان ہونا سے سو گریٹ پھر وی کی ناٹ ریئلی کمپنسیٹ ان اینی وے فار ہز فیورز اپون دی امت. تو دیر فور وی ریڈ درود شریف اپون نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. A discussion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life is ibadat. Discussion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's eating, talking, walking, his business, transactions that he did. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life of jihad. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life with his wife and with his children. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's imamat, his khitabat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's any aspect of life that you talk about with muhabbat, then there is nothing but sawab. Naat Sharif is also something that is ibadat, praise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. When will my tears again bring those fruits that we proceed once again in the direction of Madina Sharif? Because Madina Sharif is the resting place of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any Muslim in any part of the world, Sharif itself, full of blessings, full of barakat, full of rahmat. He says, rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے. As soon as my gaze falls on the green dome, کہ صلی علی جم جائے. We start reciting درود سلام on نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام, and the ecstasy and the joy knows no bounds, no limits, that the gaze is now on the green dome, and everyone knows that beneath the green dome rests جمیلوں میں اجمل, شریفوں میں اشرف, کاملوں میں اکمل, تاجدار مدینہ احمد مصطفیٰ محمد مصطفیٰ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the person knows that now he's coming closer and closer. Right from Jeddah he was traveling, or whichever part he was coming from. Now that he came closer to Madina Sharif, he was searching for the green dome from a distance. And as soon as the green dome comes in sight, kehke salli ala jum jaye. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے. جب حضوری کا عالم متوا ہو ان کو افسانے غم سنائے، جب حضوری کا عالم متوا ہو ان کو افسانے غم سنائے، اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے، اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے، دعا یا اللہ ڈونٹ ریٹرن اس ٹو اے ٹاؤن ٹو اے کنٹری، کریٹ دا کنڈیشنز فار اور ریمیننگ پرمننٹلی ان مدینہ شریف، اور لائف اینڈ اور ڈیتھ مسٹ بی ان مدینہ شریف، دا پرسن ہو از اے ریئل عاشق ناؤ ہی وانٹس ٹو بی دیئر، اف کورس ایوری پرسن ہیز ٹو کیری آن ود لائف ویئر ایور ہی از، اینڈ آل دا ورکس آف دین، آل دا آرگنائزیشن، آل دا انجومنز، آل دا سوسائٹیز، ایوری ون ہوز ڈوئنگ سم ورک آف دین، there is a need for it in each of our country. They are the sahaba ikram radhiyallahu anhu ajmain, they left madina sharif makkah sharif, they went different parts of the world to propagate the deen of islam, to teach those manners, those etiquettes, that akhlaq, the character of nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They carried with them the fragrances which they had imbibed in the company of nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So for that reason people have to be in different parts of the world and continue to do whatever good works they are doing. As far as the desire is concerned, the person, the desire, the latter part of his life, he must be in Medina Sharif. Dajjal is not going to be able to enter Makkah in Medina Sharif. And look at the rahmat and the barakat and the sukoon. And look at the opportunities that the person gets for salat and salam directly at the Rauza Mubarak. Whenever he desires, no need for visas, no nothing, no traveling distances, is right there, few minutes time is at the Rauza Mubarak, and reading Salat and Salam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is just listening to him personally, when he's saying, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore he engages in dua, he says, Ya Allah, ab na jana ho gar humko wapas. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے، جب حضوری کا عالم متوا ہو ان کو افسانے غم سنائے، اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے، در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے، در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے، آئیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے، اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے، پھر مدینے کی جانب تو جائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. دعاز آر ایکسپٹڈ ایٹ دی ملتزم. لوٹ آف پیپل گوئنگ فار حج ناؤ، گون فار عمرہ. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام مینشن اباؤٹ دی ایکسپٹنس آف دعاز ان اے پرسن از ایٹ دی ملتزم. Therefore the person is now saying, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. Everything else we can seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at the multazam. We can ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with a good wife, bless us with pious children, bless us with halal risk and sustenance, bless us with barakat in our business, barakat in our home, give us cure from this ailment and that sickness, bless us with whatever we are, whatever is permissible to seek. However, this is one dua that we make to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at the multazam, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے. My beloved Allah, make me yours. So if at the multazam that dua is accepted, Allah ta'ala makes us His, then the treasures of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is for that person. The kingdoms of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala makes it work in favor of that person. Because Allah Ta'ala has become His. And Allah Ta'ala has made us His. So therefore, so mujhko apna bana lo karam se. And I'm not asking on the basis of my, on the strength of my ibadah, zikr, tilawat, namaz, fasting, hajj. I'm saying apna bana lo karam se. With your favor, with your kindness, with your ihsan, make me yours. Multazam par ye mangye dua. Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh was making tawaf. And there, in the tawaf, he said some ashar. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء، میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. That piece of ground on which my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked. He made tawaf in the same piece of ground. There may not have been these tiles there as they are now, but the ground is the same. The Hajra Aswad, who placed it? Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak hands placed it. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he attached himself to the multazam for how long? How much Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cried. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, sinful one like myself, with my dirty feet, for we all know what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, what our tongues have spoken, where our feet have walked, who doesn't know? And now we are walking right on that very spot, where the Mubarak Park, clean, pure, feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walk. The place or ground which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made to rest, it is more higher in status and rank than even the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. How many times he made tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif? Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam, jisse chipke the kul seena-e-anbiya, mere seene ko haasil hai woh multazam. From Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam time, because he first on the, it is stated, built the Kaaba Sharif. Before him, even the angels built. And then it carried on, and then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam built it. So all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam made tawaf of the Kaaba. Therefore, at the multazam, the person is asking, Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye maange dua'e. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya rab, tera darde mohabbat sunaye. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya rab, tera darde mohabbat sunaye. Tera darde mohabbat suna kar, sare alam ko majnu banaye. Tera darde mohabbat suna kar, sare alam ko majnu banaye. Sare alam ko majnu bana kar, mere maula tere geet gaaye. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya rab, tera dard e mohabbat sunaye. That must be the desire of a mu'min and a Muslim, that inform the world of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's greatness. What a creator he is. Even if we talk to a non-Muslim and we have to start off with the thumb and we say, put all your signs together and tell them in the darkness, total darkness, produce a few designs and patterns like we have on the thumb. Even that is difficult. And here in the darkness of the mother's stomach, the mother also does not know what is happening. Mother is giving birth and she already has 10 children. And this child is now coming into the world. He will not have the same thumbprint as the other 10 that came. And then the millions and billions that came, billions, billions that came and went. No 2 persons' thumbprints are the same, and yet they were designed in the darkness of the mother's stomach. No 2 mother's thumbprints. And now even the iris of the eye, and so many other things they say, not the same. Doesn't it ring a bell? There must be some great creator behind it. Look at the waters of the ocean. The fish is laying its eggs in the sea. And look at the different kinds of colors of fish. And look at the sizes of the fish. And yet from the top of the ocean, if you see the sea from the top, you can see nothing. And yet what is underneath? Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. Take one mango seed, and tell somebody that this seed has the potential of 1,000,000 mangoes, they say, you've gone off your head. Look for the nearest asylum and get your screws tightened. And yet that mango seed, now the person is planting it, putting it underground, and then he's putting all sand above it. And after some time it germinates, slowly grows to a huge tree, and over the period of his life, how many thousands of mangoes come from that one seed. One seed. Sometimes we get an apple, or we get a guava. From the outside you can't see anything. Outside this, it seems that nothing has been damaged as far as the peel is concerned. But it's gone soft, that's all. And inside there are worms, wriggling. Now who gave life to those worms right inside? Who gave life to those chicks inside the shells? And the chick doesn't even wait after that for the mother hen. It cracks the shell and comes off. Like that there's so much. Look at the leaves of the trees. Look at the creatures, the animals. I mentioned in one of my programs here that one of the parks, they have a lot of elephants there. And that really, up till now, it's astounding. A huge troop of elephants came past. We just remained silent in the cars. They went past. Then I got out and I'm inquisitive to see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. There is huge elephant with a huge feet, jumbo feet. They made dum 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 and went past. But little ants survived between the 2 feet. With huge jumbo legs. And if you see where those ants are still crawling, they were between the legs of those elephants going past. So who allowed that little ant to still survive there? And others on the other side died. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. So once we begin to see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Power of speech, sight, hearing. Look at the research that is being done on eyes, on heart, on liver, on lungs. The kidney, they say, what kind of research they have done. If a person just loses his sight, if a person just loses some part of his body, look at the amount of cost and of the operations and the replacement and as far as the transplant is concerned. And here Allah Ta'ala is daily providing in the mother's stomachs in different parts of the world. We don't know how many thousands of women are pregnant. Allah Ta'ala is supplying all the different parts. And up till now we never heard that there was an announcement that there is going to be a shortage. Because there was a strike by the angels. So there is a shortage of eyes. So the children born in this month won't have eyes. No. Look at the sun. Did we ever hear that the sun will be delayed tomorrow because of strike? Ah, Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, Allah Ta'ala's Power, Allah Ta'ala's Might. So we go around, we say, Sare Alam mein phir phir ke Ya Rab, tera darde muhabbat sunaye, that how loving you are, how compassionate you are, how great you are, how powerful you are, how mighty you are, how loving you are, how kind you are, how generous you are, how tolerant you are. We go on speaking about these things to connect man with his Creator. To make him realize that he has a purpose in life, coming into this world as a purpose. We enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Within the parameters of Sharia, we eat, we drink, we laugh, we joke, we stay happy. We invite towards deen, we prohibit from evil. So, saare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab, tera darde muhabbat sunaye. Tera dard muhabbat suna kar sare alam ko majnu banaye. Like how Majnu was mad over Layla. So like that we speak so much of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His love and His kindness that we make people also love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We create in the hearts of the people also great love for the great Allah. We make them also Majnu. The person must first become Majnu himself. But when he becomes Majnu, it doesn't mean that he'll go mad. The believer, he will remain absolutely normal. In fact, that is the true believer. He is absolutely normal. There's no extremism in his life. He's balanced in everything. He doesn't go into extremes. Yes, he stays away from sin, and he gets connected with Allah Ta'ala. And then his desire is that everybody else must also enjoy that sweetness of Allah Ta'ala's Muhammad. So therefore he says, Sare alam ko majnu bana kar, mere maula teri geet gaaye. That is a Muslim, that is a mu'min. Wherever he is, he looks for opportunities to convey the message of the Quran Sharif and the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because there is a magnetic pull in it. Little amal and actions of a Muslim, if he behaves well, if he is kind, is generous, is compassionate, is loving, is caring, is considerate, is not abusive, he doesn't sway, doesn't shout, doesn't scream, doesn't behave like animals, then the neighbors will be impressed with that person. His customers and clients will be impressed with his akhlaq, and morals and behavior. The student at the university, on the one hand, the person in the university maybe a black student. And that black student was right in what he was saying. And the Indian student, or the white student who was a Muslim, he was wrong. So now the friends are going to support the black, irrespective of what color he may be. But if he's right, then this Muslim student who is Indian or white, he says, no, you are right. Now the friends say, how can you support him? He says, that's Islam, that's Quran, that's justice. So I will support him. So it will make them think also that what kind of deen is this? The person is prepared to go against his friend for the sake of justice. And on the other hand, if he is right, then we support him. Now all these little things, but that's what attracts people. I mentioned to you the other day, that at the Jan Smuts Airport some time back, there's two little things. One is we didn't want to give him a bribe to put the kitab box away. He wanted bribe. He said, we don't bribe. We are Muslims. If you are allowed to put that little extra weight, 5-6 kg or 10 kg of kitab, and put it through. If not, then leave it behind. Some friend of mine will bring it. Then when water came, I was thirsty, so I lowered myself and drank the water. Just these two things. What was so dramatic about it? So that person says, who is this person? I want to speak to him. There are two passengers still waiting to check him. I said, go and tell him that Islam teaches you on duty first check those passengers in. Then you come outside and talk. So then he checked them in and then he came outside. Just I spoke to him 5-10 minutes and he accepted Islam. It was Moses who made him Musa. And then first he wanted 100 rand. But now I gave him 200 rand. I said, this is now gift from my side for your acceptance of Islam. So he wasn't even at a loss there. At the Victoria Falls, that curtain of water and the cascading of the waterfall, Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. There was one principal of one of the schools there of Zimbabwe, and he was also there. So first I introduced myself, he introduced himself, and then I turned the topic to Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. And after 10 minutes he accepted Islam. Right. So it's not us, it is the word of Allah Ta'ala. It is the Quran. Because it is haq, it is the truth. But we don't have that akhlaq. Otherwise people will accept Islam like our Haji Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali. 9 million people in India. He travels from Delhi to Ajmer. Hardly much speech or anything. It was just a few words. But because of the heart of his, which was filled with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ishq and muhabbat, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat, there was that magnetic attraction, and they accept Islam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us also yaqeen in Him, tawakkul, trust, and make us of those who are obedient to Him, and Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we commence with our muraqabah of mouth. I've been discussing muraqabah of mouth from the beginning of Ramadan after Taraweeh prayers. And for those who were present, they know that we have discussed so many issues, so many other things that came in between. But the bottom line was that it is the break. It's such a large crowd here of young people. So we need a break. There's a lot of temptation around, a lot of temptation. Whichever direction you look, it's temptation. The newspapers inviting us towards sins, the media inviting towards sins, the television inviting towards sins, the advertisements all around on the boards inviting towards sins. If you take a walk in the bazaars and marketplaces, everywhere, it is like a wholesale invitation towards sins. Disobedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But now we have to go, nobody can say that I come, let's not go to the marketplace. So nobody says you mustn't go to university and college. Nobody says you mustn't go to the airport and catch a flight somewhere. Now wherever you go, there's going to be temptation. And then when the person is in privacy, then how much of temptation? So many people, they travel out, they are alone in some hotel room. There's even more temptation, especially whether they are in Europe or in China or in some other part of the world. So now what is that break? How are you going to apply that break from sins? Or what is it that will form a barrier between one and sin? Either he must have that much muhabbat and love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he does not want to displease that beloved Allah, who has been so kind, who has blessed us with so much. So it is not appropriate that we should be displeasing him. And on the other hand, if we don't have that much of love, then at least we have the fear of the azab of Jahannam. How many places in the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala mentions Jannat and also Jahannam. And all the shake-ups around the world that we see and we read of. So we have some hope of Allah Ta'ala's azab. But if we don't have both, then at least think of death. That no Muslim or mu'min would like that his body must be picked up from a prostitute quarter. No Muslim or mu'min would like that his body must be picked up from a disco or a cinema or a theater or a rave club or a disco. Or the body must be picked up while he was committing adultery with any Muslim like, or whilst he was watching some porn site. So now what guarantee does he have? Now this is the thing. Why does it become a break? I mentioned the other day that here we were doing some fixing of brake linings. Because some of our brake linings are totally worn out. We have no fear of death at all. And some people's brake linings, a little bit of life left in there. So this awareness, the death can come suddenly. I mentioned, I think, on the 15th night of Shaban, because the brother mentioned it to me himself. And it was a real, real lesson of Ibrat. All my young friends, listen carefully. Real lesson of Ibrat. He was the last person to visit that prostitute. He was the last person. Thereafter, she had a heart attack. And she died. So now the police investigation revealed that this person, this young Muslim who is a Hafiz also, was the last person. And look at the kind of embarrassment, the shame, the disgrace, and everything else that the person had to endure until finally it was found that he had nothing to do with the death. How many people have died like that in the wrong places? So the moment the temptation comes, then think, where am I? What if my death comes in this state? And especially if the person was in the masjid in the first saf, or he's got the libas and the clothes and the garment of those who are pious and righteous, he's a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he's a haji sahib, or he's in the activities of deen, or he's some kind of official in some organization, Muslim organization, and now he is in adultery, and if the angel of death has to visit that person in that hotel room, or wherever they engage in that adultery, then what happens? Therefore we do muraqabah of mawt. Enjoy life, nobody says don't enjoy life. Enjoy the good things of life. Within the parameters of Sharia, there's so much that a person can enjoy. What is the need to go toward haram? And when he's going to go toward haram, then he's going to bring restlessness, anxiety, worries and problems. And I've mentioned by now 120 times that if you spell haram, it's H-A-R-A-A-M. There's harm in it too, H-A-R-M, and there's double A, and double harm in haram. So don't go close to haram. Distance ourselves from haram. There may be a lot of glitter and glamour there, and shine and dance and song and music and everything of attraction. At the end of the day, ask the person what is his heart condition. There's nothing but restlessness. It's like the water of the ocean, salty water of the ocean. The more you drink, the more you want to drink. Until the person's stomach will then burst. Because it's salty water. It's not going to give him any kind of satisfaction. It'll increase his thirst. So this muraqabah of maut it is for that reason. This night is for ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and to light up our hearts with Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, muhabbat and love, and to make sincere tawbah from all our sins. So therefore, this muraqabah of maut gives some kind of guide, some strength. When we leave from here, then we think of it. That death can come suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. So let us not be in a place where we would not like to be found with the angel of death that we visit. Unless, of course, somebody has got very good contact with the angel of death and his connection, they say, I've got a connection. So he informs the person that I'm coming after 20 years, you don't have to worry. And then it's different. جہاں میں ہے عبرت کہ ہر سو نمونے مگر تجھ کو اندھا کیا رنگ بو نے جہاں میں ہے عبرت کہ ہر سو نمونے مگر تجھ کو اندھا کیا رنگ بو نے کبھی غور سے بھی یہ دیکھا ہے تو نے جو معمور تھے وہ محل اب ہے سونے جہاں میں ہے عبرت کے ہر سو نمونے سے سو مچ آف لیسن یو کین ٹیک فرام ایوری تھنگ دیٹ از اراؤنڈ بٹ وی ہیو بیکم بلائنڈ بائی آل دی گلیٹر اینڈ گلیمر ایوری ویئر دیٹ وی سی ڈیڈ یو ایور پونڈر اینڈ ریفلیکٹ that these huge, huge palaces and forts and fortresses that were built by those kings as the Mughal emperors, everything is gone quiet. Everything is gone quiet. Where did they all go? Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے Don't give your hearts to the dunya. Use the things of the dunya, but don't give hearts, because we will have to separate from it. Dunya will be separated from us, or we will be separated from the dunya. So make use of it. But don't give hearts that we become obsessed to such an extent that we don't see halal, haram, nothing. Halal, haram, sab kuch andar, phir bhi hai masqal andar. So it must not become like that. جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے ملے خاک میں اہل شاں کیسے کیسے مکی ہو گئے لا مکان کیسے کیسے ہوئے نامور بے نشاں کیسے کیسے زمین کھا گئی آسماں کیسے کیسے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے What پیپل آف پوزیشن وی کین فیکٹ آف دا ارتھ کنگز رولرز کیبنٹ منسٹرز ایم پیز People in government, people in business, people who are holding high, high positions in multinational corporations. The earth became their final destination. Whoever it is, Mufti Sahib, Qari Sahib, Haji Sahib, Maulana Sahib, final destination. If they drown in the ocean, then that's their barzakh. If they burn to ash, then that's their God. If they bury it in the ground, then that's their God. But that's the final destination. On the aeroplanes and the trains, many a time they announce, we have arrived at the final destination, because we made stops on the way, final destination. That's the final destination. We are like those who are in a timeshare apartment. Somebody has got 1 week, somebody has got 1 month, somebody has got 6 months, whatever it is. During your period of stay there, make use of the air conditioner, make use of the microwave oven, make use of the beds, make use of the fridge and make use of the stove. But remember that you are in a timeshare apartment. When your time expires, you will have to leave. No matter how much you are in love now with that apartment. So this world, no matter how much you may be in love with, but it is a timeshare apartment. 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, finally we have to leave. Somebody else will take our place. Therefore, the Qabristan is not a place for worldly gossip. It is there to take lessons. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi, bazugaan haal hai keh rahi. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi, bazugaan haal hai keh rahi. Tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafil ho, mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi. He said, ah, look at the helplessness. Ye qabr pe bekasi. As if that qabr is saying, tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafil ho. Oh, ye people who are coming here to visit, you need some kind of eyes to see. I don't need any kind of speech to make. There's no need for me to make a speech. This helplessness of mine, who I was at one time when I was walking on the surface of the earth with pride and with arrogance, and especially if I was in authority and in government, and if I was holding some kind of power and military might and strength, then I was threatening the world. But look at me now, where am I? The longest waz and nasihat is made by the silence of the grief. Silence of the grave, it gives the longest speech. But we need those kind of eyes, and those kind of hearts to understand. And for the mu'min and believer and the person who lived his life in this world in a righteous manner, he was honest and truthful and straight in his dealings and good in character, then he's got nothing to fear. That grave becomes a place of paradise for him, enjoyment. He will sleep now, Nam kanaumatil aruz, as a new bride. In Qiyamah day will be woken up. So for the Muslim and Mu'min, there's nothing to fear, provided he was a true believer.
Jagaji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ya ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai. زمین کے ہوئے لوگ پیوند کیا کیا ملوک و حضور و خداوند کیا کیا دکھائے گا تو زورتا چند کیا کیا اجل نے پچھاڑے تنو مند کیا کیا زمین کھئے ہوئے لوگ پیوند کیا کیا.
Look at how many kinds of people became a patch of the earth. Turned to dust, nothing left there. All the beautiful colors of the flowers go to the parks. And you get blue, red, white, violet, green, all kinds of flowers one day you get to the park there. All kinds of flowers. Many of them had fallen on the ground. I said to my friends, I said, look, all these different color flowers. Now come here after some time, and when they turn to dust, then search for the colors in the dust. Like that, somebody is white, somebody is brown, somebody is black, somebody is of different color. After we are buried and we turn to dust, where is all the beauty gone?
بے نشاں ہو گئے ہر نشاں قبر میں خاک چھانی مگر کیا ملی بے نشاں ہو گئے ہر نشاں،
قبر میں خاک چھانی مگر کیا ملی،
پھول مر جا گئے چاندنی جل گئی،
اپنا انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کڑی،
پھول مر جا گئے چاندنی جل گئی، اپنا انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کڑی،
فلاورز ہیو ویدرڈ،
brightness and shine of the moon is gone. They have indicated that that is how life is. اپنا انجام بھی کہہ گئی،
بے نشاں ہو گئے ہر نشاں،
قبر میں خاک چھانی مگر کیا ملی،
shake the earth and look for the beauty in there.
Therefore, when the camera crew runs after Miss World, if she has to meet up with some accident and get a third degree burn, after that thief they still chase. So beauty is just a temporary. Love your wives.
جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے،
جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے،
یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے،
یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم،
یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم،
جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم،
یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم،
تیری ذات ہی میں تغیر ہے ہر دم،
جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے،
یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے،
یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل و صدغم، ایوری خوشی ہیئر چینجز ٹو صدغم، ہنڈریڈ آف وریز اینڈ پرابلمز،
جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم، دیر واز سیلیبریشن، دیر واز ریجوائسنگ، دیر واز ایوری تھنگ دیٹ واز گوئنگ ان دیٹ ہوم،
اینڈ ان دیٹ سیم ہوم ناؤ دیر از ماتم، پیپل آر کرائنگ، سو وائی دیٹ پرسن ہو گاٹ میریڈ سو مینی ایئرز اگو ڈائیڈ ٹوڈے، سو دیٹ از لائف، دیٹ سم ٹائم از ہیپینس، سم ٹائم از سورو، سم ٹائم از گریف، it will carry on like that. Everywhere there are changes taking place all the time. The child came into this world, couldn't even crawl. After some time started crawling, then started walking, then started running. And then as I said the other day, sometimes he runs so far that he leaves his wife, children, parents, everybody and is gone. You have to search for him all around the world, where is he? So change is taking place. The sun rises, after that comes to the meridian, full shine and brightness and showing its dam-damam, everything, and then finish, gone down, set, gone everything. Waxing and waning in ego. So we take lessons from it. It doesn't mean you must give up businesses tomorrow, close shop now and go into the jungles, don't have any kind of planning and preparation for future. Don't marry, don't do anything, nothing like that. Sahaba Ikram, they ran huge governments. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, look at his government. Look at Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, 2.5 years of his rule. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, 10-year rule. Look at Usman radiallahu ta'ala, time, how far they went. And look at the Sahaba Ikram went to Europe and China, here, there, everywhere. So Islam doesn't stifle progress. All we are told is just don't displease Allah Ta'ala. Do it within the Quran Sharif framework and the Hadith Sharif framework. That's all. And it's simple and easy and practical and basic. So, jagah ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. And now for my young friends. Toh ye pehle bachpan ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया। तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया। बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया, अजल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया। तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया। बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया, अजल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया। तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया। Childhood days, a person is unconcerned, you got no worry, no sorry, playing around. Parents are taking care of every need of his. So first is a bachelor. Then the person became young. Now I say when the person becomes young, then his wings grow. So it's a paru. Jawani in a pirtus to majnuga. That age. Youth, the person forgets that there's you in youth. Now he is not in concern whether it was drugs will damage his health or what he's going to do, he's not worried. And then he's madly in love with some woman, unconcerned what is going to be the end result. And all his time on the cell phone and chit chat and mix it and cinema and disco and theatre. तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया। देखो अल्लाह ताला रियली रियली लव्स दोस यंग पीपल हु ग्रो अप इन हिज इबादत इन ओबीडियंस टू हिम एंड नबी अलैहिस्सलातु वस्सलाम, बिकॉज ही दैट्स अ रियल कुर्बानी। इफ अ पर्सन मेक्स कुर्बानी ऑफ एन एनिमल दैट्स गॉन ओल्ड सिकली एंड वीक एंड ही सेज दैट आई एम मेकिंग कुर्बानी, सो फ्रॉम द फतवा पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू सम टाइम सम कुर्बानी मे बी वैलिड। But if we say that the real qurbani is of a nice, healthy animal, the person has spent good money on it, so that real qurbani. So the youth, when he makes qurban of his evil desires, he places the knife on the evil desires. Allah Ta'ala loves that young person so much that he will give him shade under his throne on the day of Qiyamah. Where are we wasting our life? In the vice dens of the world, and in our illness of beloveds. And in these type of engagements, which is bringing us no happiness, is bringing nothing but misery, misery in the life of not only the person himself, but he makes the life of the parents also miserable, and the life of his family members and many others also miserable. And then comes old age, and nowadays there's no question of old age also. Long before old age, people are gone. Children are just born and gone. They're born and they're gone. And some live for a few years and go on. Very few people survive. But even if the person lives till old age, so after that now, there's all kinds of aches and pains. Now old age has come. There's aches and pains. The person's back is bent. As you heard that person whose back was bent, so one child sarcastically said, old man, for how much did you purchase this bow? He said, son, don't worry, when you come my age, you'll get it for free. So now old age comes with all the aches and pains in every joint, this pain. He goes to the doctor, he says, my whole body is weak. One old man went to some Hakim Tabib. He said, my eyes, my sight is bad. He said, old man, it's because of your old age. Said, my hearing also now there's some weakness. Is that because of old age? Said, my knees are paining. Said, that's old age. Anything he said old age. So he gave that Hakim Saab one tight slap. So Hakim Saab said, don't worry, I won't get angry. That's also because of old age. So جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنو بنایا، بڑھاپے نے آ کے پھر کیا کیا ستایا، اجل تیرا کر دی بالکل صفایا.
یہی تجھ کو دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا، ہو زینت نرالی ہو فیشن نرالا. یہی تجھ کو دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا، ہو زینت نرالی ہو فیشن نرالا. جیا کرتا ہے کیا یوں ہی مرنے والا، جیا کرتا ہے کیا یوں ہی مرنے والا. تجھے حسن ظاہر نے دھوکے میں ڈالا.
ہاں یہی تجھ کو دن ہے رہوں سب سے والا. ایوری بڑی ونس مائی کار مز بی دا بیسٹ، مائی ہوم مز بی دا بیسٹ، مائی کلوز مز بی دا بیسٹ، مائی پوزیشن مز بی دا بیسٹ. Nothing wrong, but that's all the person wants to be top in every, so much so that in every fashion also he wants to be. That is where the problem then comes. That irrespective of whether that fashion is acceptable or not acceptable, whether for that woman to dress like that is acceptable or not acceptable, for that young person to wear those kind of clothes is acceptable or not acceptable. And where it is coming from, and what do we look like in that fashion? Person is unconcerned. As long as he's got something that is what we term as the trend, something that is in fashion. Whereas the person has to leave this world, there'll be no fashion at all. No designer label, nothing. With a coffin he has to go. So wear good clothes, no problem. Be identified as a Muslim. Don't say Muslim, kurta pajama. Be identified. You must look like a Muslim. So that people will make salam also. I mean, many people they don't recognize you won't make salam also. They say, tujhe har waqt ye dhun hai rahun sabse bala. That means there's an obsession for fashion. For fashion, for fashion. There's a fashion for fashion. They say, jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala. The person who knows is going to die one day. Is this how he lives? All the time just change, change, change. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala must give us an understanding. We will stop here. We will make some zikrullah now. For the next half an hour, inshallah.
یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں. ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر، ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر، ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا
إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ یاد میں تیری سب کو بولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط پر یاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے او مائی بلوڈ اللہ فار ٹو لانگ ہیو آئی ریمین اے یوسلس پرسن یوسلس پرسن بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما I wasted my life in sins, in vices, in evils, in drugs, in drink, in wine, in women. Far too long, my beloved Allah, I spent my life in wrong, wrong places. But how long am I going to remain in that state? How long am I going to walk the path of sins? The angel of death is sure to visit me someday. So therefore, my beloved Allah, get me up from this slumber of mine and sleep of mine and this dream world of mine. I am in a dream world. Get me up from this dream world. With your ihsan, with your fazl and kindness. Don't shake me up with earthquakes and gale force winds for flood waters and get me up. Get me up with your ihsan, with your fazl, with your kindness. Allah Ta'ala has got many ways of getting people up. So therefore, we ask Allah Ta'ala with his ihsan and fazl. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. May Allah, in your path people have taken off. We don't know how high in the sky they are soaring. With the piety, with the taqwa, with the ibadat, with the zikr, with the tilawat. And I am like a speck of dust on the ground. Or like that dry leaf that when the wind blows and it picks up for a little while, and when the breeze drops it back on the ground. Picks up and back on the ground. Ya Allah, that's the condition of my life. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai. Ya Allah, everyone is a beautiful flower in your garden. Everyone is a rose. The only one that's a thorn is myself. We must think of ourselves as thorns and everybody else as roses. We don't know how many people we have hurt. How many people have been hurt because we are thorns. We have caused injury and pain to our wives with the abuse. Many of our wives, how much of abuse they have to suffer. Sometimes the person does not balance the rights of the husband, of the mother, father and the wife. He goes on to some extreme, this side or that side. So either he becomes abusive to the parents or abusive to the wife and children. So therefore he says, Ya Allah, I am the thorn, everybody else is it. Then with our tongues we do not know how many people's hearts we have sliced. With our dealings we do not know how many people we have trampled under our feet. How many people we have caused harm through our dealings. How many people have been taken for a ride. So our actions, our deeds, our transactions, our morals, our etiquettes, all this so much of deficiency. So therefore we say, Ya Allah, in your beautiful garden there is nothing but roses, but I am the thorn. So therefore make me also into a rose. We ask Allah to make us into a rose. And it's not difficult for Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala sets out with a sword to go and assassinate Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who could have been worse than that? The person who is setting out with a sword to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can anybody be worse than that? But Allah Ta'ala gives him hidayat, then he becomes Amirul Mu'mineen, and look at his resting place. So that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, look at so many others, then look at what status they, what rank. Aise waise, kaise kaise ho gaye, kaise kaise, aise waise ho gaye. No right to be proud on the surface of the earth. Walk with humility. Think of ourselves as being the lowest. Dislike the sins in the person. Dislike the sins, but don't dislike the person.
Mujhe bhi kuch fikr e aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat ke aar mein ho. Raha main bekaar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool e kaar mein hoon.
I will say that this does not mean raha mein bekaar, that means I stayed without a car all my life. Ya Allah, now give me a car and keep me occupied in the polishing and shining of the car. Kaar here means work. Raha mein bekaar, I remain useless. So now Ya Allah Ta'ala, make me useful. I must be useful. We all must be useful. Allah Ta'ala has created man in this world to be useful. If everybody
makes up his mind that I must be useful, I must not harm anybody, I must help, and I must contribute to the welfare of the society, of others. In my home also I must be a useful person. So will there be any problems? If we expect everybody else to be useful and ourselves to be useless, then how is it going to help?
Hardam karume mere vari Allahu Allah 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 Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi Bohut hi ganda hai haal mera गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा
He was a very pious person who wrote this, but it is for us. He says, Tujhe to maloom hai. And that is the sign of the people who are pious and righteous, that they don't consider themselves as worthy of praises. They consider themselves as insignificant. Allah Ta'ala puts their love and muhabbat and Allah gives them respect in hearts. They say this, Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi. Bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Oh my Allah, now we must think of ourselves. Oh my Allah. You know the condition of my heart. Outwardly I can be pretending that I'm pious and righteous, but you know the condition of my heart. You know what kind of thoughts are in my heart. You know what kind of filth is in my heart. Malice, greed, pride, arrogance, envy, jealousy, what we have in our heart. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon us, that He concealed it from the other person. What if you are congratulating somebody? MashaAllah, I like your house. Wonderful house. What a nice car you got. I'm so happy that you got this car. And in the heart, there's nothing but jealousy that's burning the person up. Why this person got it? Now, if Allah Ta'ala had revealed that, and the other person knew what is in our heart, what would have happened to us? Would he have respected us? So therefore, say, Ya Allah, whether anybody else knows or doesn't know, but you know what's in our hearts. Gunaah mein aalooda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. My whole body is immersed in nothing but the ocean of sins, every day of my body. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke. This is the last days of my life. This is what we should think, that not it's the last day, it could be the last second. If everybody considers this last second, this to be the last second of his life. If a person knows 100% that he's going to die in the next 10 minutes, then will he go to a prostitute quarters? Will he go to a cinema or disco or theater? Or will he then run to the masjid? Or at least he won't be in any kind of sin. So we must consider this to be the last day of our life. Allah Ta'ala only knows whether we will see the next morning or not. Or even the next second or not. Ya akhiri din hai zindagi. So now what must we do? We say, Ya Allah, let me live in your love in the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now living in the love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will not detach us from our businesses, from our homes, from our wives, our children. Nothing. In their love will get real enjoyment in their wives and their children and the happiness Allah Ta'ala will give in the heart.
Shahon ke saron par taaj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai. اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے بھائی, ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
The next 5 minutes now is dua saying, cry out to ask before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one knows his own problem, his own difficulty, his own needs. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, Allah Ta'ala's. Ya Rahim.
Except this whole bunch of us. Ya Allah, such a large gathering of young friends of mine. Hey Rabbi Kareem, you really love those young ones who grow up in your ibadat, who turn towards you and ask for forgiveness. Hey Rabbi Kareem, make each and every one of them a shining star. Make each and every one, my Allah, whoever has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. We are raised with great hope. Ya Allah, many of them have been working for the whole day, and they are still awake this part of the night. Nothing else has kept them awake, my beloved Allah, except great hope in your mercy and your forgiveness. My beloved Allah, the rays of rahmat that are pouring in this night, don't deprive any one of us. اے رب کریم, ہمارے دل کا حال بدل دے میرے مولا, بدل دے. اب تو معاف فرما. اب جیسے بھی ہے, گندے ہے, وٹ ایور وی مے بی, وی آر نالائک, وی آر ڈرٹی, وی آر فلتھی, وی آر ڈس اوبیڈینٹ ٹو یو مائی بلوڈ اللہ. Whatever we may be, you have blessed us with this night for nothing but forgiveness of our sins. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us, floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that are falling. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Fulfill the needs, the requirements, the desires, the wishes of each and every person which is according to Sharia. Ey Rabbi Kareem, mere Mawla, humare hal par raham farma. اب تو رحم فرما. How long are we going to walk the path of sins, my Allah? How long are we going to remain displeasing you? How long are we going to remain displeasing Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long are we going to remain arrogant and proud in this world, my Allah? How long are we going to remain the slaves of nafs and shaitan? Nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا, میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. My beloved Allah, اب تو ہماری زندگی کا حال بدل دے. Fill our hearts with your محبت and the love of Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. اے رب کریم, we are here raising our begging bowls before you in this Mubarak night of the 27th. There is great hope in our hearts, great umid, my beloved Allah. We know that you really love forgiveness. You really love, my beloved Allah, forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa afu anna ya kareem. My beloved Allah, ab to hum se razi ho ja. My beloved Allah, bless each and every one with the best of dunya and akhirah.
bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Give us this world also and the best of akhirat also. Don't deprive us of the good of this world and the good of akhirat. My beloved Allah, bless us with good akhlaq, with good character. Bless us with honesty, with truthfulness. Bless us with piety, with taqwa. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with shukr. Fill our heart with taqwa. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with qanaat and contentment. Bless us with your tawakkul in you and yaqeen in you. There is no support for us besides your support. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara zar tumhara chahiye. By Allah, we need a support in life. There is no support for us besides your support. My beloved Allah, gham tumhara, your love in my heart, my Allah. I want your love in my heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love in my heart. And the love of everybody else because of our love for you. My beloved Allah, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Ya Allah, we want the shores of your ocean of love, my beloved Allah. Dar tumhara, your door and our forehead, by Allah. Your house and our forehead. Rabbe Kareem, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Ya Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. By Allah, every child that's here, your beloved, every young person that's here, your beloved, every old person that's here, your beloved. Make all of us that are, Ya Allah, yours, those who are listening over the radio stations, So they are listening over receivers. My beloved Allah, sabko apna bana le. Sabko apna bana le. Sabko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de. My beloved Allah, bless everyone with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. A life of peace and tranquility. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, husbands and wives. Sabko ek bana de, nek bana de. Sabko ek bana de, nek bana de. Ya Rahi, ek din marna hai, ek din marna hai. Tujhe muh dikhana hai. We have to show our faces to you, man. Ya Allah, when somebody is arrested, he hides his face because of embarrassment. He covers his face with a jersey, with a jacket, with a cloth, with something, with his hands, because he is ashamed. Ya Rabbi, how are we going to face you? How are we going to face Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam on the day of Qiyamah? If he has to catch our garment and ask, then my blood was shed for my blood was shed, and you couldn't give up your sins. There was no haya, no shame, no modesty. Ya Allah. Some poet had said, the weight of my sins is so much that I could not walk with my feet to my grave. Therefore, I had to be carried on the shoulders of people. And I was so ashamed of the sins that I had committed that I had to cover my face in the kafan. We are like that, my Allah. But you are merciful, you are forgiving, you are really loving. You dearly, dearly love forgiveness. You are so kind, so compassionate, so merciful. No matter how far a person has gone, but Ya Allah, your door is the only door that is open. You are the only one that accepts sinners like us. Ya Allah, accept the tears of my little friends, little children who are crying, the old people, yeah, the sick, the weak.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه رحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. It is absolutely silent to get into Tahajjud Salat now. Leave the lights off with you. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه، أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه، أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه، أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه، أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه، أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه، أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه، أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه، أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه، أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه، 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 أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم،
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر. لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله. لا اله الا 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 الله. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر آج کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر آج کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا میں تیری پناہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. لا الہ الا اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ. لا إله إلا الله. 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 محمد رسول الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka miyan aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka miyan aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de غضب کرے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کرے اس کو امان دے اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah.
And the question of what should we read first, make this the far first.
Durud Sharif test. Someone telling me the Durud Sharif test that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam writes so much over us. Somebody telling me the stuff that he offers. Please forgive me for that. And then you do it. So then for a great Mishayat, Rahmatullah alayhi. And he said, what do you do first? First you wash the clothes and then put ether and perfume. So first you put ether and perfume and then wash the clothes. How beautiful that is. What do you do first? You wash first and then put ether, or you first put ether and then wash. So obvious first you wash and then you put the ether. Deep heart is the structure of Allah. Wash the heart, Jesus said, far. And then apply the perfume of knowledge. So in the structure of Allah, Rabbi, in the way of Rambi, in the Asuq, in the way of the Pope, is the far and over. Inshallah, is the far seeking forgiveness, and I'm making tawbah. And what is the difference between istighfar and tawbah? The technical difference between the two is that in istighfar, it is the seeking of forgiveness from the past sins. The past sins of us, the seeking forgiveness. And seeking forgiveness means that it is the rights of people and it is fulfilling those rights. It is namaz, reza, zakat, Hajj, whatever is azad in it, slowly start making the tawbah. So that is istighfar. And tawbah is where the person makes a firm pledge that I'm not going to return to this sin. It's not just making tawbah, astaghfirullah. In the meantime, the most intention of leaving the sin. In astaghfirullah, the person is making seeking forgiveness for the past sins, and in tawbah the person is begging for Allah Ta'ala to not commit the sin again. But then as human beings, the person is afflicted with all, even to make mistakes, may commit some sin again. Then, but he had no intention of returning to you. Then he makes tawbah again, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. But where the person has every intention of coming, so then that is not tawbah. So sometimes shaitan whispers that so many times you have made tawbah and astaghfirullah, that it seems that you are wasting your time. How many times you are going to be making tawbah and astaghfirullah? Even if a person is making it sincerely, we know that we have tried our shoulders many times and you are free. The person makes tawbah and again you get to go on. So then you don't give it up. Sincerely keep on making. So if the person has made sincere tawbah, they have no intention of returning to the sin. Every intention of fulfilling now the rights of everyone. And seeking forgiveness from all those that there. Hurt and evil, or pain and bother. He made sincere tawbah. And then he said, at least till that time he has made tawbah. So if a person had 1 million sins, and he made sincere tawbah, up till the time that he made the sincere tawbah, everything is off. Now if he has to die, after slipping and making a mistake or committing another sin, then there's only that much to account for. So isn't that a great blessing? That the person's life of 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, made sincere tawbah for the 30 years of his sin. And every intention, as I said, was doing the right of making a qaza obviously now it is time to do that. But just before that, again he said, the Sahab Kitab is only of that few minutes now, or the few hours, or the few days. It doesn't allow Shaitan to whisper and take a person away from Zohar. ये खुश्ती तो है उनसे उम्र भर की कभी तो दबा ले कभी वो दबा ले ये खुश्ती तो है उनसे उम्र भर की कभी तो दबा ले कभी वो दबा ले ये नाकाम होता रहे उम्र भर भी हर हाल कोशिश तो आशिक न छोड़े इस रेसलिंग मैच बिटवीन One's soul and Shaitan and nafs will continue till his dying day. Shaitan is not going to leave his whisperings and his attacks. He will come from different sides, whispering different things in the person's heart. So this wrestling match will go on. Kabhi tu dabale, kabhi wo dabale. Sometimes you will flatten him, and sometimes he will flatten you. Many a time the person has got no intention of going back, but still, Shaitan flatten you. The nakam hota rahe umra bhar bhi, even if you stay your whole life, flatten him completely, or to suppress the nafs completely. Then you don't give up. Rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. The person has got a taluq with Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. His muhabbat, how can he allow the cord of muhabbat to snap and be happy and satisfied? If somebody is beloved is angry, the person doesn't rest and relax. He wants to make the beloved happy. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. To saw bar rakhe, to saw bar rakhe. 100 times next. We'll join them. 100 times. For example, a review. So that person was weaving. So the thread, one thread snap. You know, there was a discussion between two young people. For whom does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love more? The person who never committed a sin, or the person who committed a sin but made sins so far. So one old man was going past, he asked, what are you all debating? Young friends. He said, this is what we are debating. So that old man from the village, he said, I don't know much philosophy and things he has, but I do know one thing, that I do this reading, that thread, as it drops, so that thread that goes through, I don't worry about that thread now. That thread that goes through, I don't worry. Because it's gone through easy. But the one that snaps, and they are tie a knot, so that one I watch carefully, but now it will go through properly. You can snap again. So therefore, he says, young friends, if you are called of Muhammad of Allah Ta'ala has snapped, you have committed some mistakes and sin. But you made sincere tawbah, and I believe that Allah Ta'ala watches you carefully. Allah Ta'ala loves you. Allah Ta'ala's glance of mercy is on you. That you have to see you now go through. Don't slip again. Don't fall again. Probably take this example. But the fact is that Allah Ta'ala loves dearly those who speak in Allah as a hijjah for his body. Look at Allah Ta'ala's mercy and kindness. But the tawwabin, people who are making tawbah, obviously they committed some sins and made some mistakes in their lives. So now they're making tawbah. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He loves those mercies. محبوبیت of Allah تبارک و تعالی is coming from the servant. They can find the mercy to Allah. The person walking in the streets and calling in that Allah. So all the dirty water was coming out. And it doesn't remain there. It doesn't remain in the Allah. He gets up with you from there, runs to the bus, and he describes this. Take a shower, put on, change the clothes, put on some water and perfume, and smell sweet again. The fact that if the person fell in a better line of sins, if he's a Muslim and a Mu'min, and he doesn't remain there, doesn't remain happy and satisfied in the better line of sins. Sins also were better line. Get up quickly, you feel restless. Why did I displease nothing? You is my sustainer, how can I displease this rebellion? You make all that faith. Because when you walk in, committed some sin, you change it in the heart of the person. Don't allow it to continue. If the person does not make tawbah, then slowly, slowly, the whole heart is covered in love. Then the whole Quran Shri will decide if you don't have any effect in that. So a little bit of looking love, a little bit of astaghfirullah, a little bit of looking Shri, la ilaha illallah, Allah Allah. There is not the end of all this. It is just to light up the fire of Allah Ta'ala, love in the Muhammad, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, love in the heart. After that, there's lots of things to do. The person making zikrullah and then he goes and steals them, he goes and commits adultery, fornication, he engages in other sins. His dealings are not right, transactions are not right, he is cheating, he is hiding defects in the articles. But he's doing all those kind of things. But then it means that the zikrullah hasn't taken effect as yet. He mustn't leave out the zikrullah. He must leave out the sins. Because deen is the fulfillment of all laws of Allah Ta'ala. Every minute, every second, there is some hukam of Allah Ta'ala that is focused on the Quran. Sometimes it is the making of namaz, sometimes it is the keeping of fast, sometimes it is the tilawat of Quran, sometimes it is the earning of halal livelihood. The person doesn't go for earning halal livelihood, he was seeking an object, and the secretary doesn't say, giving charity. So he said, that is not right. If he has got no handicap, then he must go to the marketplace and earn. So that is the hukam at that time. That sometimes the wife is sick, children are sick, so to take care of them, there is a hukam. Sometimes the Hajj becomes part of the work of Hajj, that is the hukam. So that's a Muslim. He ignores work, whatever the time demands. He fulfills it. And there's such enjoyment, just that we haven't tasted the sweetness of zikrullah. That's one of our lives to say. When I make zikrullah, from Mumira, Mika, Ojare. Sweetness, the life of sweet. If somebody asks, how will I tell the child? Say, can you give any kind of masala? When I go on drinking while I'm fasting, when I fast, I can drink. How about a person? When I drink something sweet, fastness and grace. He said, yes, it is such a thing. Make zikrullah in abundance. The saliva keep on swallowing. part of English. The saliva is equal solid in part of English. MashaAllah, Allah, the Lord, the Lord, Allah, is so pure. So, Mary, Mary, the Lord, the Lord, is so pure, the Lord, is so pure. Jesus said to us, and Jesus and you are in so far and so far and you are in the love of everyone around the earth of the country over the world. You are the earth. The motive of Allah Ta'ala is nothing to drag away, nothing to be proud of. The motive of Allah Ta'ala is that the sign enough. You won't allow in your house, you won't even home life. The person won't keep taking the name of someone living up with Muhammad. If Muhammad is going to keep on taking the name of someone that is living up, how can you live up? So on both sides, Allah Ta'ala is loving the person, he is loving Allah Ta'ala. But sometimes with a little bit of load shedding, in our little life, or sometimes we have to say no shedding. That's it. There is that connection, that sign. And brother said that anything we can allow, nothing is happening. So what nothing is happening? The very fact that after making one sign of Allah, you're getting the focus of making Allah again. So that Allah Ta'ala accepted your first one. They didn't accept that, he won't give you the focus immediately. Allah, Allah, how must you light up the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love? They will rub your both hands, they rub again, they rub more. Now do you feel any heat? Yes. It's just like that, keep on rubbing the name of Allah Ta'ala in your heart. Keep on rubbing the name of Allah Ta'ala. The only thing is you can do it at all times. You don't need music, you don't have to sit, you don't have to lie down, you don't have to be even in a clean state, even if the person requires the self-treatment, you take Allah Ta'ala. You take Allah Ta'ala to the maybe most difficult to be busy. Or maybe most difficult for the person to be busy. The name of Allah, you take his name. And ordinary people, they should do big titles and then we call it. And Allah Ta'ala is Allah. Again, Ah, in Allah. So, two-thirds of it is Ah. The deep-hearted pain of a person is his Ah. Allah. No other deity is the Ah of the slave and servant in the name of the deity. Allah Ta'ala loves his servant so much that in his name is in the Ah of the servant. Call out to him any part of the deity. And he will cry. He will make one dua which is comprehensive. It covers all the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Abu Umama Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala, who was one of the last of the Sahaba to pass away in Syria, Sham, Jacob. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you gave us so much du'a, some we remember, most of it, you don't know. Many of us don't remember how many du'as may be left out of time. So he said, let not give you one du'a which is complex. He covered all the du'as. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him one du'a which covered all the du'as of his life. Look at what ihsan and what favor that Abu Umama Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala did upon the ummah. So he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he had not asked even that. And this beautiful, comprehensive dua from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. it covers all duas of the various rites. Allahumma inni as'aluka. Allahumma inni as'aluka kulli khayr wa Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra. Khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة الا بالله. This was said between the nations in the world. All the khair and all the goodness in the dear Islam is from us, Ya Allah, I'm asking that from you. And from all the shar and mischief, and our corruption is that of the hating and us. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban an-nar. Zikr ko qabool farma, zikr ko tilawat, zikr ko qari. Perfect us and safeguard us from pride and ego. And the Kareem, accept the duas that you make, and this Mubarak name. And the Kareem, and I could not forgive, it's pride. To arrange the Prophet of the Lord, bless us and love us. With complete purification of the faith, give us such an attachment upon you. Enough from Shaitan to not listen to us. Blessed be the best of the Lord's blessings. Allahumma inni as'aluka wa ahlaka 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 wa ahlaka. Subhanallah. Thank you.